Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, good. Long time no speak. How's life? You've got a child now, I believe.
Yeah, just doing the mum thing and working. Mm.
You've now got a life as well. After working with us.
Early morning.
What were we like to work with? Because you were our original promotional vehicle driver. Were we difficult to work with?
Not at all. You guys were just really bright and bubbly for first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, see, coffee is a great invention. But as far as the workload goes, it was pretty easy just cruising around town giving away free stuff, right?
That's exactly it. It was cruisy as, and you got to meet some really wonderful people while doing it too. It was a great experience.
And would you say that the person who we get next as our next third wheel, or for the cruiser driver or the street patrol driver, they would have to have personality and not be shy? Because I know that you're not shy. You were dressed in Wonder Woman clothes and everything.
Right. Oh, that lovely outfit.
Have you still got that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't even remember why we had you dressed up as Wonder Woman. Do you remember?
I think they were looking at changing the Wonder Woman outfit.
Oh, right.
Oh, for the new movie that came out. Right. That's right.
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what would your advice be to somebody listening to the show now and saying, I wouldn't mind being Jay and Dave's third wheel? What's your advice? What do you reckon?
Definitely make sure you have a bright and bubbly personality and you're not shy to put yourself in out there situations. That would be the number one thing.
Yeah, right.
Hang on a second. You just said try not to put yourself in out there situations.
Oh, I meant as in be able to put yourself in out there situations.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Because if you are a bit of an introvert and you get a job and you've faked it really well and then you have to do all this crazy stuff, you're probably going to struggle, right?
Definitely probably would, especially if you're really, really shy. You're going to find yourself questioning the situations you're in and stuff. But definitely just be out there. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Mm. Well, that's what we're after. Kayla, we do miss you. You were a great apprentice for us, but we're glad you also have a life and a son now. He's 7 years old, right?
Yes. Definitely. Still got early mornings with him, but they're not as early as they used to be.
Yeah. I bet you're not missing that at all, right?
No, I do like my sleep.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and it's really good to hear from you again, hey?
No problem at all, guys. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Take it easy. Good to hear from you. That's Kayla there. We had her as our apprentice many years ago on this breakfast. Actually, when we first started 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And
she was such a great one. If you've got shoes to fill, that's the person's shoes you have to fill. She was a pretty good one. So
I think she said no to crossing the goose ponds on a boogie board. Remember?
She's still there. Kayla, you're still there. You said no to crossing the goose ponds, didn't you? I think you said
that was definitely out of my range.
I don't blame you. I think we're just trying to do it to see if you do it or not. Thank you, Kayla. If you want to join us on The Breakfast Show as the third wheel, get to our website as of Monday, triplem.com.au. Jay and Dave for breakfast.